You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you bets. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
The wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, and you here with us on the BetQL Network. If you missed the first hour of the show, shame on you. A lot of recap from last night, spinning it forward in the NBA and the NHL postseason. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Coming up in 20 minutes, Ken Barkley and I will roll through a lot of what's happening right now in betting markets with the NFL draft, specifically around Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. That's coming up in 20 minutes. 40 minutes from now, we'll get bets for the NBA postseason, and we'll talk about the unders trend in the NBA playoffs when we're joined by our friend Matt Moore from the Action Network and the Buckets podcast. That's coming up in 40 minutes. Next hour on the show, the final hour, the Power Hour, all our bets for tonight, Major League Baseball, the NBA playoffs, and the Stanley Cup playoffs. But joining us right now to kick off the fun and frivolity here in the second hour of the show is our good friend Anthony Amico from Establish the Run, one of the best out there when it comes to betting the NFL draft, grinding the stuff to like an unbelievable degree, and I mean that in the best possible way. You should be following Anthony on Twitter at AMICSTA. I don't know how to pronounce that. Anthony also has a great Substack, which is linked to in his Twitter profile, and he does awesome work for our friends at Establish the Run, establishtherun.com. Double A, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, happy draft week.
What's going on, fellas? Happy draft week. Happy draft day, Eve.
Oh, man. I was telling Anthony off there, I was like, he got the hoodie up. We're like in the lab. We're locked into everything. Like this, it's just no sleep until 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
This is like hoodie mellow, like hoodie Amico.
Yeah,
he's ready.
Hoodie
now.
Amico. It's like, it's a real phenomenon. We were talking, Anthony, I think even maybe the last time we had you on, and definitely all throughout the early part of this week, just this eerie consensus. Everyone says it's going to be the same thing. Everyone says it's going to be Caleb and Daniels and May and then Harrison and a trade for McCarthy at 5 and this, and just like, and you just play neighbors and then an offensive lineman for sure. And then Dallas Turner and then like Brock Bowers at 10, like everybody had it all figured out. And we've started to see that get shaken just a little bit, not a lot yet, but just a little bit. Third overall pick, some other stuff. How far do you think we're going to get from that consensus come tomorrow night?
I mean, probably pretty far. Like, I feel like we do this every year where we think we know all the answers and then, you know, chaos happens. And it's really increased, I feel like, the last couple of years. I mean, last year's draft was, I think, somewhat unpredictable just because the players weren't very good. But, you know, the league is really tightening up on letting these picks out. And, you know, I think they're aware of the gambling aspect and certainly they're aware of, you know, how easy these things spread. So, you know, I think that we're probably in for at least a few surprises in that top 10.
Let's talk about the first surprise that you see happening, Anthony. Now, I think we all agree, even if we do think things will get chaotic tomorrow night on Thursday night, round one, like Caleb Williams is going to be the first overall pick to the Chicago Bears. I think that's the one thing that we've all kind of set in stone. That is the one thing that's a lock. Like, I'll even feel comfortable using that word. I think that's a lock to happen, Caleb Williams to go first overall. Where do you think, my friend, where do you think the chaos starts coming up on Thursday night?
I mean, I think it could start right at the second pick. Like, you know, we have this Adam Peters from San Francisco, notoriously very, very tight on, you know, letting their information out. Bob Myers is advising. I mean, let me know the last time you're able to figure out who the Warriors were taking. Like, we have two like super covert pieces to this operation, and I'm supposed to believe that everyone knows that they're taking Jaden Daniels at two. Like, I'm not suggesting that he shouldn't be a favorite, but you know, you'll notice that it's not like minus 10,000 like it is for Caleb. Like, this pick is not known. So as long as it stays unknown, I think that there's a chance that they, you know, do a 180 on us and go somewhere else other than Jaden Daniels.
Well, I think the really funny thing is, like, from yesterday to today, the price even shortened a little bit. Like, he didn't get bet out more, and we're getting there's a ticking clock here. We're getting closer to the draft starting. You would think as we get closer and closer, we get more confident with the information that we have, and maybe eventually the pick is known, and yet his price is, however you know, staying the same or moving the opposite way. Like, that's pretty crazy. So you say, like, it could start at two because we're assuming Daniels is the pick. Am I to assume then that you have bet both May and McCarthy to be the second overall pick, or have you kind of planted your flag on one of those two quarterbacks?
I definitely have more to gain if it's McCarthy, just because the prices have been longer, but I'm in on both. I mean, I have like a very strong not Jaden two position, just because I don't know. Like, I'm just not buying that everyone knows who they're taking.
Yeah, so I have Anthony's like last mock draft up, and Anthony, you it's like this is free on your Twitter account, is JJ McCarthy going second overall to the Washington Commanders. So let's talk about the quarterbacks in general now, right? Whether it's McCarthy, whether it's Jaden Daniels, whether it's Drake May, I think like Washington's going to take a quarterback with the second overall pick. It won't be Caleb Williams. Caleb's is going to go first. What's your best guess right now as to how like the quarterback shake out? It doesn't have to be like which quarterback. Like Jaden Daniels goes to Washington versus Minnesota trades up. But where do you think we see the quarterbacks go in terms of like draft position?
Yeah, I mean, certainly two and three. Commanders, like you said, I think we can kind of lock that in. The Patriots, I mean, they need a quarterback. Bob Kraft has made it really clear that they want a quarterback. I feel like when you're going to take a quarterback, you don't really mess around and move around. And if they did move, it would be for a team that wants a quarterback. So two and three, I think for sure. And then, you know, I know people are talking a little bit about how there could be a McCarthy slip past five, but I just don't really know about that. I mean, the Cardinals and the Chargers both have made it very clear that they want to move. I mean, everyone's seen the Monty Ossenfert video from last year where he's wheeling and dealing on the phones. And the Chargers, by all accounts, want to take an offensive lineman, which they don't have to do at five. So I think one of those two teams are going to trade out before this process is over.
I'm curious then, Anthony, in terms of making bets based off that projection, like let's say they both trade or the quarterbacks go there. Have you made bets on like the fourth overall pick or the fifth overall pick that are, you know, like assuming the Chargers don't make the pick? Like, did you bet McCarthy to go in those spots? Did you bet a receiver to go in those spots? Maybe like five if the Chargers aren't there, or what do they do if they're there? Like, how have you played those two markets? I think are available basically everywhere. And I've struggled with like, I don't know what the hell to bet, like neighbors fourth. Like, what do I even bet in these two markets? Cause it feels like they're both, like you said, they're both for sale. How do you bet things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like J.C. Latham is super in the mix to be the fifth pick if the Chargers end up keeping it. And he's still decently long across the industry at that spot. So, I mean, it's come down a bunch over the last 24 hours, but I still think it's probably playable just because it sounds like it's probably him or Alt that they keep the pick. And the odds are way, way different. And then, I mean, from the quarterback perspective, I just think it's, you don't want to have too much like, two, three, four, five, you know, you end up kind of like betting yourself into a corner. I think just playing McCarthy under 5.5 is a great way to play it because, I mean, he could go 2 or 3, he could go 4 or 5 in a trade. You know, I feel like that is pretty reasonably priced still also, which is helpful.
You better hear with Nick and Ken on a Wednesday, getting bets for the NFL draft with our pal Anthony Amico from Establish the Run on Twitter at AMICSTA. Anthony, what's your best guess as to how the wide receivers will shake out here? Because as we get closer to the draft, the drum beats louder that a lot of teams have Malik Nabers higher on their boards than Marvin Harrison. How do you think the wide receivers are going to shake out tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm still kind of expecting this to be fairly chalky, like Harrison 1, Nabers 2, Adunze 3. Like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's been a lot of reports, again, over the last 24 hours that teams have Nabers ahead of Harrison. I just think it's a difficult pick to make. Like, if you take Harrison over Nabers, no one is questioning that. Like, that is just a dunk. I feel like you take Neighbors and Harrison is a Hall of Famer, like he's a stud, like people think, and Neighbors has some issues, like you're fired. So I just don't, I'm not positive that I buy that Neighbors would go ahead of him. If you're going to lean that way, I think you got to play it through the exactas or like the, you know, like first four receiver type markets, like stuff like that. I'm not playing this straight. Like I'm not going to just bet like Neighbors 6-1 to be the first receiver.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And I mean, to be fair, like all it takes, every team could have Neighbors higher. All it takes is Arizona staying and they have Harrison higher and you're cooked. Like all red, like only one team has to have Harrison higher and the other 31 can all have whatever they want. So I agree with you. It kind of makes it tough to bet. I want to ask you, this kind of ties into the receiver question, because again, we're trying to just fill in slots here as we go down through the top 10. We've got a bunch of quarterbacks in. Maybe we have three receivers by the time we get to this team. If there's like a big assumption, Anthony, it seems like is being made without total confirmation or information, like later in the top 10, it's, oh, well, like Tennessee's just going to take an offensive lineman. Like that's what's going to happen. And it can't be anything different than that. And they're going to keep the pick and they're going to take an offensive lineman. To me, that's like a good guess. Like I would guess that they do that, but I don't feel like anybody actually knows the answer to that question. And it's later in the top 10. Have you played that market at all? For maybe that's first offensive lineman in a way. Maybe that's that exact pick. The Titans to me feels like everyone thinks something, but it's not based on anything.
Yeah, I think this is a really good spot to play a trade out. I mean, the receiver going 7 is not super long. Like that is not a particularly attractive market to me. But if you think that they aren't going to take a receiver, it's a great spot to trade out. I mean, they don't have a third round pick because of the Levis trade. They don't have a third round pick next year because of the Jarius Sneed trade. But like, there's really no reason for them to not move back if, you know, both of their favorite offensive linemen are there. They don't have to necessarily take that guy at 7. So if they trade back to 9 with Chicago, who have, you know, rumors to really like Roma Dunze, with the Jets at 10, same kind of deal, love Roma Dunze. You can get Joe Alt to go at either 9 or 10, still at a very good price. You know, 15-1 or longer, I think is an excellent bet.
When will Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix be drafted?
Friday.
And you say that with like how much conviction?
Like, yeah.
And why?
I mean, I just think it would go against 10 plus years of league
and,
trends.
And can you do this? And I just want to, like, I'm sorry to interrupt you. And I only know this because you and I talk offline, and I think you've tweeted some of this stuff out also. I think it's like really, it doesn't have to be right. I think it's really smart though. And like, just tell our listeners and viewers like why you think it's unlikely that those two will go on Thursday night in the first round.
Yeah, if you just look at historically the quarterbacks that go in round one, if there's a trade up, it's usually coming from either within round one, or it's someone trading into the first round for like a younger player, like an early declare quarterback. We have not seen someone ever trade into the first round from the second round to take a 24-year-old guy, a 5-year guy, a 6-year guy. It just doesn't happen. So this Penix thing, which has gone nuts, like, I don't know, man. Like, if we're looking for this year's Will Levis, I feel like that's kind of it. Like, he wasn't even really necessarily that good last year. So the idea that he's going to be a top 15 pick, let alone a first round pick, like, I just think it's kind of bizarre. And, you know, when it was like even money, I think it was fine to pass. But now it's like plus 200 that he's not going to be in the first round. Like, that's almost insane to me.
Yeah. And it's so funny. I was going to follow up and be like, so the 4.5 quarterbacks market too is just like, I look at both these things. I just go, we had Eric Eager on earlier in the week, and he made a great point about how the contracts are structured now. Like, this, it's just, something's, it's like, not something's up. I think I agree with you. I think I really, really want to bet there's just going to be 4 quarterbacks taken in the first round, just based on like the smart people we have on the show this week. It's not even anything that I know. Let me ask you this. We have a couple minutes left, so maybe we can do one more question even after this, but when we get past the first 10 picks, we start getting into a lot of markets that are still widely available. This could be team to position. This could be some of the draft position over-unders for, God, I mean, there's like 50 of them now in a bunch of places. A lot of receivers, a lot of linemen maybe going to be taken in this range, this 11 to 32. Maybe a bet or two that you're really confident in this 11 to 32 range as we fill out the rest of the first round.
Yeah, I mean, these picks, these go hand in hand, but I love Eagles' first pick to be an offensive lineman. And I love Marius Mims under 22.5, 21.5, whatever it is now. I prefer 22.5, obviously, because the Eagles picked 22nd. Jimmy Kemski has like nailed the Eagles pick the last 3 years. And the year before that, when he missed it, he got the position right. And he says they're trading up and taking Marius Mims. So I have a strong inclination to trust him on that. And again, Eagles O-line plus money, like, I just feel like that's a great bet.
Anthony, let's close with this. 30 seconds here. One other bet that you like for the NFL draft that we have not yet discussed.
J.C. Latham under 14.5 to good to whatever. I mean, he's been steamed so hard the last couple of days. It sounds like he's a top 2 lineman for both the Chargers and the Titans. And I think at that 14.5 number, you're getting also the Raiders. You're getting the Saints. So you're getting a lot of outs there.
1 to 10 scale. How nervous will you be tomorrow night when the NFL draft starts? 10 seconds for the answer.
Like a 3. We've done this before. We've just got to live it again.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Absolutely. That's a great answer.
Child's play. Yeah.
Our guy, Hoodie Amico, ready for the NFL draft. Anthony Amico from Establish the Run. Check out his Substack on his Twitter profile at AMICSTA, Amixta, I guess, is whatever. Appreciate it, buddy. Stay well. Good luck with the bets tomorrow night. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you guys. See you soon.
Anthony Amico joining us here on You Better, You Bet. A lot of interesting stuff there for the draft. You got J.J. McCarthy going second to the Commanders.
I think just the idea is, here's a bunch of ways the consensus isn't the consensus. Here's a bunch of smart ways the consensus isn't the consensus. Here's a second really informed smart person telling you Penix is not going in the first round. Like, stop it, basically. And that's going to be 4 quarterbacks.
I really agree with that train of thought on Penix and Bo Nix. Coming up next, Ken and I will talk more about betting the NFL draft. We'll talk about Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy and the betting movement with him today.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.